Without further ado, I guess we'll launch into it. It's sort of theater arts time. Kim Mickelson, our attorney planner, said if I'm going to play the part of a Texas landowner, I got to have a hat. So I brought a hat. So here's the setup, all right? I'm not Tech Leaves, I'm a landowner in Texas, and I own a ranch. And my ranch is situated just on the other side of the city limits and kind of a mid-sized central Texas town, okay? The south property line runs directly with the city limits line. This ranch has been in my family for years and years and years. We do ranching stuff. We have cattle. We do hay. We have four-wheelers. The kids get out there. We shoot guns. Have a good time. We love our cowboy stuff, okay? But I recently took a road trip with my grandkids, and we stopped at this amazing travel stop. I'm sure you've seen it. It's the one, I bet you've been there. It's got 8,000 pumps. It sells everything you could imagine. It's got the fudge. It's got this weird little animal theme. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. I've been used to those dirty old truck stops. Saw this place, and I think I want to open one of those up. We don't have one near my city that I'm right outside of. I got space. I think I could do really well. But like I say, I'm just a country boy. I don't know what I need. I don't know, do I need water? I just have a well. What do I need? I have a septic tank. Is that going to work for all those toilets? I don't know. I'm right outside the city. Is the city going to tell me that I can or can't do this? I don't know. Those people probably, it feels like they want to tell everyone what they can't do. How's that going to work for me? So I have this dream, and I need some help. And I need some folks who can help me understand how do I turn my ranch into a ranch where I can still do my ranching stuff. I still want to drive my four-wheelers with a shotgun and shoot at things in the middle of the night. I want to do that. But I also want to have an amazing truck stop. So without further ado, I'm going to launch into this program. I'm going to get some experts to help me figure out how I'm going to build my truck stop at my ranch while also maintaining my ranch lifestyle, if that's even possible. And so the first person I think I need to talk to is someone who knows something about ETJ, what happens, where I am, what are my options, where I sit now, can I do this without having to engage the city, what happens. I'm going to ask Chris Nichols, who is a partner, he's an attorney with Wilson Cribbs and Gorin in the DFW area. He has over two decades of legal experience in litigation, real estate development, municipal administrative law. You know, when I was looking at these bios, I mean, they're all 10 pages long, not literally 10 pages long. These guys, the people who are going to talk to you, they've got all sorts of experience. I cannot list them all. This list goes on with what Chris has done and what he knows about. Currently, he practices in areas of land use and transactional real estate. He's got degrees in psychology and law, which I don't want to be on the other side of a deposition for that. And he's going to be speaking to us today on the power of the city limits, ETJ authority, and development agreements. Welcome, Chris.
I remember 2007, actually, March 15th of 2007, I put my foot in the municipal law world, not knowing that it was municipal law. And this was the first course that I was sent to. And I was extremely uncomfortable because I'd come from a litigation firm. And so I just want to tell everybody, you know, being uncomfortable means that you're learning something new. And then when you're uncomfortable in a controlled way, then you're ready to sort of navigate issues as a lawyer and development agreements and things like that. So welcome to the fundamentals course. All right. So my name is Chris Nichols. I am a land use attorney with the law firm Wilson, Cribbs & Gorin in Houston, where we specialize in, among other things, land use law and land development and commercial real estate. I joined the firm last summer. Before that, I was a municipal lawyer, and I represented cities and local governments for about 15 years, including general law and home rule cities and economic development corporations. In your packet or in your binder or wherever you have that, there's two papers for this presentation. One is called Local Land Use Regulation Outside of Cities, and the other is called development agreements. Private incentives clash with public limits.